purpose is your peace.
Thank you.
That's what salvation means according to the Course in Miracles. I say it again. I'm getting ready to go off on you. I need to let myself not. I need to think carefully before I call you a low-down dog. I need to think carefully before I get ready to attack you, because I must not let myself use my faithlessness against you, because you are risen. What does that mean? It means that I have accepted the cause of your awakening as my cause too. I believe that my purpose here is to awaken, and I believe your purpose here is to awaken. That's why I'm in your life. That's why I'm in your life. That's why you're in my life, so we can help each other wake up to the truth and beauty of who we really are. That's why we're in each other's lives, to help each other wake up to the truth and beauty of who we really are. So if I'm getting ready to call you everything but a child of God, I'm not reminding you of your truth and beauty. I've lost sight of my purpose. He says, fail him not now, for it has been given you to realize what your lack of faith in him must mean to you. His salvation is your only purpose. See only this in every situation, and every situation will be a means for bringing only this. So in every situation, my purpose is your peace. In every situation, my purpose is your peace. In every situation, my purpose is your peace. You're with me, I want you to have peace. You're with me, I want you to have peace. You're with me, I want you to have peace with me. You're with me, I want you to have peace. That's why I'm peaceful. That's why when you come in, I don't attack you. Nobody in here can say I've ever attacked them in any way whatsoever. That's because I'm clear about why I'm in your life. And I know you real good. But that makes it easier. That's why we keep it nice and impersonal, so we can keep the universal love going. Don't date nobody in the class. Don't date nobody in the class. Don't date nobody in the class. Don't date nobody in the class unless you are ready to make a commitment that you will continue to give yourself the truth no matter what happens with the relationship, so that if it does turn out to be a second level relationship, which means you learn as much as you can from each other, you had a really intense relationship and you seem to separate. That's what the Course calls the second level relationship, which is what most of us have. We're second level experts. Yeah. We have relationships that come together really intense for a while and then appear to separate. The Course in Miracles teaches this is one level of relationship, and it's the most common level of relationship. So if you're willing to come together and separate in peace, if that's what need be, and then still continue to focus on the truth together, and don't use it as an excuse not to come back to the class because you might run into each other, then go for it. But the ego likes to use relationships to get people out of the Course by getting them to get in a relationship, then break up, and then don't want to come back to the class no more because they're afraid they're going to see each other. It's just a trick to keep you from continuing to do what's waking you up. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it, okay? If you do, you're innocent, and you can wait as long as you want to before you come back. But it's a trick. Beware of the tricks. All right, so let's get to 2 points. If you're feeling sorrow, if you're feeling depression, if you're feeling sickness, if you're feeling pain, if you got a lot of fantasies of fear, if you feel some terror, if you feel like, you know, you're going through a lot right now in your life and you feel sick and you feel afraid in some area of your life right now and you're really upset, instead of saying the problem is my boss, the problem is my child, my problem is my relationship, the problem is my weight, the problem is my appearance, the problem is how uneducated I am, the problem is I am not enough, you should say, if you want to empower yourself, I am feeling the strain of refusing to give faith to the truth. Today, I am feeling the strain and the pain and the sorrow and the depression of not believing in my innocence, not believing in how loving I am, not believing in union, not believing in God, not believing in something greater than myself. I'm feeling the strain of trying to do it all by myself in fear and doubt and in suspicion. And that is the cause of my sorrow, my depression, my sickness, and my pain. It is the intolerable strain of refusing to give faith to the truth and to see its evident reality. That is the crucifixion of yourself. That's the same as you being up on the cross just like Jesus was. Your cross is not a wooden cross. Your cross is the pain and the fear that you go through because you've forgotten your divinity and forgotten who you really are. That is your crucifixion. So every time you're with someone, you're having another chance for a resurrection. So think carefully before you let yourself use your faithlessness against that person and go, the purpose of this situation is for me to experience an awakening. The purpose of this situation is for us to experience love. The purpose of this experience is for us to have safety and peace in each other's presence. That is the purpose. I claim the purpose. I claim the purpose. I might not know how to do the purpose. The purpose may not always work out the way I want it to at first, but I'm claiming the purpose. I'm going to see in this situation another opportunity for me to remind myself of the truth about myself and remind you about the truth of yourself, so that we can see the power of God instantly transform this situation into one sure and continuous means of proving the evident reality of love in my life.
Y'all want to be in the hot tub of God?
All right. All right. I tell you. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll say it one more time. First you let the truth in. You don't attack it, you let it in. You take a look at your faithlessness, but you don't use it. And you put the focus on the purpose that you really want, which is your peace. And then Spirit will use that to instantly transform that situation into one sure and continuous means of establishing and demonstrating that love and peace and abundance is real for you. If you're feeling strained, if you're feeling weary, if you're having sickness, if you're having depression, if you're having sorrow, if you're having loneliness, don't attribute it to something in the external world that's not going your way. What you're truly feeling is the intolerable strain of refusing to give faith to the truth. And that's how you crucify yourself. Now, your faithlessness did it to you. But now you know it, so you know that all you have to do is let the truth in, and the truth will secure the faith that you need to bring you peace. So even worry about having faith, worry about right now, about letting the truth in. Have you let the truth in? That's what you've been doing for the last hour. So you are succeeding.
Yeah.
Now we know that we've assumed our responsibility with each other. We've sit up here and we've said, you know what? I'm going to also join in having the purpose of everybody in this room being safe. Everybody in this room having what they deserve. I'm going to join with that idea, and I'm going to see that is the purpose of every situation that I go into. The purpose of this situation is for you to walk away feeling better about yourself and more powerful when you leave me. And my purpose is with you is that you're going to also reflect the light back to me and my beauty back to me, so that when I walk away, I also am more aware of the beauty that I truly am, and that is healing. That's what allows the relationship to become one sure continuous means of demonstrating that love is real, because you just had it with each other. No longer theoretical. You with me? Now, when you've accepted the goal, the truth as the goal for your relationship, as soon as you said, you know, I really want to know the truth now. I really want to get past fear. I really want to know the truth. I'm tired of being afraid. I really want to have my right purpose, my right function, my divine plan. I know I'm here for a reason. I'm ready to know that reason. When you've accepted truth as your goal for your relationship, in that instant, you became a giver of peace, as surely as your Father gave peace to you. So now you are a giver of peace. The minute you say, hey, you know, I want to know the truth, then at that point, you became a giver of peace. Now, the goal of peace cannot be accepted apart from its conditions. You can't accept peace without the conditions of peace. And do you know what the condition of peace is? It's no attack. So when you, the minute you go for the gift of peace, the minute you go for the goal of peace, you also are drawing to you the conditions of peace, which will be no attack. I like that. You have faith in it, because no one accepts what they don't believe is real. So everybody in this room has faith in the truth, and everybody in this room has faith in peace, and everybody in this room has faith in love, because you would not even accept a goal that you didn't believe was real. You wouldn't even be sitting up here listening to this if you didn't believe it was real.